Compass Media Networks. This is America's First News. This weekend with your host, Gordon Deal.
The wrong renovations for your home. I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Here's what's coming up during this program.
Before you call a contractor or handyman, understand the pricey upgrades that could actually decrease your home's value.
Could your kids sit quietly for a meditation? Wall Street Journal writer Sue Schellenbarger examines the family meditation session.
In sports, the NFL teams with the best and worst backup quarterbacks.
And what you'll get when you call the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
You know, we've been in existence now for over 35 years. And one thing that remains the same is tradition. Bringing back, you know, a lot of the past memories and recipes and photos, if you will, and trying to bring them to the present.
Nicole Johnson is co-director of the Talk Line. She joins us from the call center. We tease her later in the hour. Well, as we've told you, French authorities believe a 27-year-old Belgian named Abdelhamid Abaoud masterminded the terror attacks that took place in Paris. He was confirmed dead following a raid by security forces this past week. But the focus on Mr. Abaoud helps emphasize how tiny Belgium has taken on an oversized role in the European theater of jihad. David Graham, staff writer at The Atlantic, says the country has provided a steady flow of fighters to ISIS in the Middle East and has been the site of planning of attacks in Europe. David, what's going on in Belgium?
There's a bunch of things going on. One, there's a decent-sized Muslim population. It's about 6% of the population, according to the most recent estimates we have. And a lot of people who are there are underemployed. They're poor. They're a little bit marginalized society, which makes it a good breeding ground for extremism. And then there are also some factors that make it particularly useful for people seeking a mount of violent attack. Gun laws were relatively lax in comparison to neighboring countries until recently, which makes it easier to get guns. One of the strange things about Belgium is because of the language gap between French and Flemish speakers. Some of the security forces are not especially efficient, and so it's easier to get under get through the sort of dragnet of law enforcement. So the result is you've had hundreds of fighters going from Belgium to Syria and Iraq, and you've had this list of attacks that have been either attempted or have successfully gone through in Europe.
Wow. All right, so have the problems here then in some of these neighborhoods, I guess specifically around, or one neighborhood around Brussels, has this been long simmering?
Yeah, it has. And it's a situation where I think a lot of the world is now becoming aware of it, but it is not something that's new to the authorities in Belgium. So, for example, in January, shortly after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, Belgian authorities arrested people in Molenbeek, this neighborhood, for attempting an attack. There have been several other attacks that have been planned there. And there's a group called Sharia for Belgium, which has been a major sort of focal point for jihadists in Belgium, founded by a 33-year-old Belgian guy who's now in jail after being tried last year for membership in a terrorist group. And he's sort of been the major recruiter and the focus for a lot of these radicals, taking either children of people, you know, often it's children of immigrants who were raised in relatively low-key and religious environments and become more religious, or else converts, Belgian converts to Islam, who then become involved radical groups.
Mm. All right, so the Muslims who have settled in this neighborhood, then why would they pick Belgium in the first place if they're not native to the country? Was there something that initially attracted them?
You know, that's actually a good question. I think a lot of it involves once you have a critical mass of people, folks come. You know, they have relatives, they have friends, they have they know people who are there. You know, in some cases, I think there is a real opportunity for social advancement, and people are going after that, or they don't know what they're in for, but they're, for whatever reason, they feel like they need to leave their home country for safety or for economic advancement, and they end up in Belgium.
Well, we're speaking with David Graham from The Atlantic, where he's a staff writer, and his piece is called What's the Matter with Belgium? All right, so do we know now how this might be addressed, if at all, in Belgium?
We don't know exactly what it will take. I mean, initially, Belgian police have been conducting some fairly aggressive raids in Molenbeek and trying to prevent what they know. That seems like the logical step to begin with. The question is what you do in the longer term. Because a lot of these things are more involved. They involve people who are marginalized from society. They involve very high youth unemployment in this neighborhood. And so you have these conditions for extremism that are going to be harder to root out, even if you can go in and arrest people who you know are suspects now.
Right. All right, so Belgium, I think, as you point out, has the highest concentration of Muslims per capita in what is a country of 11 million people, or the most fighters kind of per capita who are leaving. What are those numbers?
Yeah, it's the most fighters per capita. There have been more Belgians per capita going to Iraq or Syria than in any other European country, which is really pretty remarkable. The numbers are a little bit in dispute. The government says it's around 350. There's a guy named Peter von Ostaien, who's a well-respected independent researcher. He thinks it's closer to 516 as of last month. Some of these people have gone to Syria and have been killed. Some of them have been turned away trying to go. Some of them have gone and come back. In the case of this guy, Abaoud, who is the suspected mastermind of the attacks, we know that he was in Syria earlier this year, and we know he is a Belgian. He's now, it's not clear where he is. It wasn't clear where he was even before the attacks. Authorities thought he'd returned, but they had been unable to find him. So you get a sort of people moving through a revolving door between Iraq and Syria and then Belgium.
Yeah. Think the world is taking notice here about what's happening in Belgium?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this will become, I see just, tons of stories around this topic in the media. People are spilling at Molenbeek and trying to figure out what's going on in the neighborhood. And you've got the Belgian government saying that they need to really focus as well. And then on top of all that, you get combined EU efforts to try to fight terrorism. So I think there's going to be a lot more focus on what can be done in Belgium in the coming days.
Thanks, David. David Graham, staff writer at The Atlantic. 13 minutes now after the hour on This Weekend. By the way, to hear a podcast of our weekday program, please visit our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. You can also check out places like SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And don't forget to leave a review also. Coming up next, when families meditate together.